Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, let's just enjoy the presence of the Lord right now. Oh, we love you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I'm just ready.
They talk about God.
Like everything. It's back on. We ain't gotta play this song. We can go some. What time is it?
7:09. We're already. So we're already on, so we must have.
Yeah, I'm gonna start it off. Joining us tonight. Prophetic Grace Network. See, my wife had the giggles.
Yeah, we had some technical difficulties. Tampa plugged something in and then it made the song stop. And then we're like discussing it, but you guys could hear it too. So I'm like, might as well just start the show.
You get a whole rundown.
Yeah.
Full details. You know,
and they lived it, they got to live it again.
You know, add the credits, go, yeah, get the credits, man. Run the credits for me. Welcome. Thank you all for joining us tonight. Again, PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. Just thank God for being here. Grateful, we're praying for everybody that's connected to us. And praying for those that are not. We're just praying for everybody over here to make sure everybody gets what they need versus what they want so much. Because we're living in a world where everybody just want. If I had some more breaths to give on that, I would, but you get the point. Ain't nothing wrong with wanting things, but what you should want, when you prioritize it, you should want what God wants first. Like, that should be what you're thinking about with your life. Like, really taking on the mind of Christ. Adopting the mind of God, asking God, Lord, give me your mind. What do you think about this? How I need to feel? What I need to say about this? It goes back to a few weeks ago when we talked about putting God first. That's what it means by putting God first. We'd be so quick to talk first, say what we think and feel first. Mm-hmm. Who cares? Nobody but you, honestly. You know, we tend to want to make our, you know, put ourselves up as if what we really think matters. If, especially especially, you know, when we out on social media now, people can put comments down, and just because you see something don't mean you got to say something about it. But then people be like, well, you shouldn't put it on there if you don't want nobody to say nothing about it. Then, okay, we can go back and forth with all that. But one thing for sure, everybody is accountable to what it is that they do. So if somebody get on you about doing something you did, you did what you did. So whatever you do, whatever action that you take, there will be a reaction to it. People going to react. So you got to be mindful of the things that you do. But we definitely really, really need to understand. And I know the Lord really is trying to drive this into the body of Christ about putting him first, literally, in your everyday life, putting him first. It ain't about, and what does it look like? You know, people might want to know, what does it look like to put God first? You tell me, what does God look like? That's what I'm talking about. Like, he shows you what it means and how you need to place him in his life as first. Ain't nothing outside of that is simple. When God is first, you think about him first. You go to him first. You address him first, period. That's your first thought. You don't, God ain't first when you reacting from an emotional perspective. Because God is a spirit. He said they that worship him got to worship him in spirit and in truth. So I can guarantee you that when you go to God, your emotions will be dealt with. You will not make an emotional decision when you go to God. You will always make the right decision. You will always be told to do the right thing if you go to God. Now, our obedience is tied to that, because we also got to do what God tells us. Not y'all sitting around here dealing with health issues. And you trying to figure it out on your own, I guess, or what have you. You seeking everybody and everything but God. When God is telling you exactly what to do, like, okay, Lord, I'm feeling, you know, okay, what should I do? Lord may tell you, okay, go see this doctor right here. I don't trust them doctors. Go see this doctor right here. You know, I ain't with all that medicine and stuff, Lord. Yeah, okay, I know that. But go see that doctor. Because you going and just being obedient, you don't know what God has there for you. But whatever it is, you should trust God to the point, you know, whatever he's telling you, that it's all working for your good, that you're going to be okay. You should, you can't move in fear and move with God. You can't move scared with the Lord. There ain't nothing to do with you. Can't use you scared. Scared people get in trouble and get hurt and get those around them hurt. You know, people tend to fear up quickly. They overreact. You ever heard a situation where you made that situation worse? You know. They get people be out driving and see some what they think is going to happen and get hysterical, let go of the steering wheel and act crazy and do all type of stuff out there. Fear. When you go to God, you don't have fear. When you know who you are, whose you are, you don't walk in fear.
But there's a difference between fear and uncertainty.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
You could be uncertain, but don't be fearful.
Yeah, a big difference. Uncertainty, you sitting up here, you may not understand something. That's a meant like a directional type deal, mm-hmm. But you're not holding back because of of what you think the outcome of something is going to be. Or maybe what you might have to sacrifice or go through. Don't be afraid. You can't move like that. You can't. No. So if you're dealing with it, recognize it. And we pray that fear is removed in Jesus' name. Off of everybody. I mean, a lot of us are afraid of things. But you got to admit it. You got to recognize and you got to admit it. I've been afraid of some things before. And I had to admit it. I was really afraid about really getting out into the business sector in the beginning. When I first got out of the military and coming back home and getting out here and started my own business at a young age. And you're hearing everything around you. And you got to get this job. You got to get this guaranteed check. You got to have this and da-da-da-da. But that wasn't what the Lord was telling me to do. And I tried to reason with it. That doesn't work. You try to break out your analytics about things based on what other people have done. That's cool, but that's not the end all be all. There might be some factual information in there, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the truth when it concerns you in your situation. Because a lot of things that people normally went through to get to a particular point, I avoided those. The Lord didn't even allow me to go through it. And then things that people did go through and they talked about how it was, would have deterred me from doing it, but I didn't even experience it. I went in looking for what people were telling me about something and never found it. Like, what are these folks talking about? But the Lord was training me years ago to listen to him, to hear him, to do what he tells me to do. Hearing what other people have to say and getting wisdom, you know, and sound wisdom and stuff is good. But people are not to decide for you. People are not to make decisions. People are not to tell you what you are to do when it comes down to what God is telling you to do. But yeah, I was fearful to get out here, young man, got to build a business. Really didn't know nothing about business because I wasn't taught that in school. What many business people around me, but it was in me. So where do I go? How do I do it? So I got to kind of find what's familiar in the arena that I'm wanting to be involved in. So, you know, I got around the barbers. I seen how it was done, you know, and I took certain aspects of what others did and I just put it together. But waking up every day and literally, like, God really put me in a position to where I had to trust him daily. I pray to God every morning, literally, this is your day. You know, whatever you have for me, Father God, I pray that I'm made available for it and that I receive it and that you be pleased with what I do. Because he knew the bills that I had. And he said he'll supply all my needs. And that's exactly what he did. And that's exactly what he has been doing. It ain't been my job. It wasn't the fact that I went in business or anything. It was the fact that I trusted God. It was the fact that I believe that he's the keeper, that he's the provider of all that I need. And I put it to work. I put it to action. So I know that any time in life and any place in life, I'm never alone and I'm never without. That's a lie. If you believe that you're going to be without because of what the world is telling you, you need to go back and get reassured. You need to self-evaluate. For real. Cause your faith leaking. You lose the faith out here. You got a hole a hole in your bucket of faith. Trust God. Trust God. But again, thank you all for joining. That was the introduction. I'm just I am one half of your host, Terrence, and my beautiful wife.
I'm the other half, Tanisha. Today is October 18, 2023. It's 7:23 p.m. Central Standard Time, and you're just hearing my handsome husband, Terrence. Thank you for joining us in at PGN. Glad that you're here. We're excited to be here, as always, and we're just grateful. That was a good message to start off with. I like what you said about sometimes your faith be leaking. And it's true, because sometimes life deals you some blows, and it will affect your faith. But the beautiful news is that God will patch you up,
mm-hmm.
fix you, and then he'll replenish you.
Mm-hmm.
Not only with what what leaked out, but he'll give you more.
Absolutely, because if we really read the scriptures and understand and trust the Holy Spirit, like having the mind of Christ literally makes you understand what's going on around you.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you see how a lot of us react to things, you be like, the word already said this. Like, it's like getting excited about a party you knew was for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't see how people can, like, that's a fake excitement, you know? Like, you know about the surprise. It's not a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know who coming. You know who, where it's going to be at. You know what the menu is and everything. But yet, it's a party for you, but you show up like you surprised. That's how, like, when it comes down to the things that I know what God has said, it's not a surprise to me. I know what it is. And where I am in my faith, in my walk with the Lord, I know we're born in this world. This world is full of sin. This world is full of things that's negative. In this world, the battle is for your soul. Jesus gave his life for it and has secured the out. He secured your ticket. But you got to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And the battle is here in this earth is that you got somebody trying to keep you from getting on the flight. Keeping you from getting to the airport. Trying to keep you from even knowing you have a flight. That's Satan's job, is to have you miss your flight and have you miss Jesus. And when we know that, we can see the things that the enemy is doing daily. Remember when I was talking earlier, when we were children, we was in a time where it seemed like things were just so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Then, but the Lord had been dealing with me about that. And he said, you know why? I said, why? Because you weren't seeing the things the way that I was seeing them then. The things that were going on weren't your focus then as a child. To the point to where you are now, where you're in the position to make decisions and to lead and to teach and to guide and to help. At that time, everybody was providing for me. So doggone right, everything seemed good and great. And the little things that we heard, you know, because I was hearing about us coming out of slavery in school. And I'm like, what? That was going on? And they were talking about those were some terrible times. I didn't experience and I hear about it. And you can imagine what went on. But it goes to show bad things have always been going on. Technology nowadays has magnified things. And has given us access to things quicker and given us access to more knowledge. We get access to visuals. We get access to audio.
Mm-hmm.
Quick. At the touch of a button. It really ain't even a button no more. It's just a screen.
Right.
With what appears to be a button on there. And all this stuff shows up. And you begin to see it. So now you engage yourself in what you're seeing. Your mind is trying to process what you're seeing. Not only are you seeing something, you're hearing something. And your ear, your mind is trying to process what you're hearing. And all of this is getting into you. And then later on, you begin to regurgitate things that you've watched, things that you've heard. You begin to talk about it on a daily basis. You begin to talk about it on a weekly basis. You begin to talk about it on a monthly basis. Next thing you know, it's years and your mentality has changed. And this is what you focus on and this is what you're getting. This is what you're doing. And this is what it is because this is what's been feeding you. This is what you believe. Because this is what you're consumed and confined to. This right here. But God. I thank God for his word. Because when you're feeding yourself the word of God and you're allowing the Holy and you're feeding yourself the word of God and you're praying, you meditate. Some days I read more than others. And some days I even might just read a scripture. Some days I have missed reading my Bible, but I never go a day without praying. I never go a day without praying. Why? Because the Lord said God is a spirit. He said that they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. If I want to go to God, I go to him in prayer. Yeah, I got the written words there. But if that book was to disappear, I got to trust the Holy Spirit. I know enough to go where he is. And I know enough about him to go and share with somebody that may not ever pick up a Bible and they can receive Christ and their life could be changed and they can spend eternity with him. These are the things that I know. The Lord needs us at a particular point. Brothers and sisters of God, the children of God, us, the joint heirs of the kingdom. Why? Because of Jesus' blood that he shed. Man, do you know what type of power we really have? Where does the Bible say our power is? He said life and death is where? In the power of the tongue. I cannot say it enough. Stop talking about nonsense. When you talk about nonsense, nonsense is what you're going to produce in your life. You're going to believe it. You're going to see it. You're going to have a life of nonsense and don't even realize why you got it. You've been talking about it. So now what you've been talking about, you believe it. Because that's what you constantly keep talking about. That's what's consuming you. The Bible talks about us being transformed by the renewing of our mind. Our mind has to be renewed. How? Renewing me, Lord, the right spirit. This is a daily prayer. Everybody's being attacked daily. Every second. Soon as we get off this show, you're going to be attacked. You probably get attacked right now during the show. But we're going to focus on what thus says the Lord. Because he says that he's a God that cannot lie. It's not that he won't. He can't. It ain't in him.
Right. Some people think that, well, maybe God got it wrong. He don't have the ability to lie.
It ain't in him.
So if he said it, it's just what that is.
It just is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
He said his word would not go out and do what?
Return to him void.
Hold on, because he had me highlight something the other day. Were we in Matthew? We're going to go John. It's John 1:1. Okay. I'm going to read from King James, of course.
Is that John 1:1?
Yes, John 1:1. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. If those five scriptures are not a vote of confidence in your walk with God, I don't know. There's plenty more in here that could do it, but that right there helps me. Why? I'm glad you asked. He says in the beginning was the Word. Okay? So in the beginning was the Word. So the Word was in the beginning. So the beginning is what the beginning is. Right? Let's look up the word beginning. Because I got to build the confidence of the people tonight, because I'm really sensing like we really feeling like we finna lose something, or we ain't where we need to be, and I'm gonna help you. Beginning, the point in time or space at which something starts. The point in time or space at which something starts. Okay? So in the beginning was the Word. So the Word was there at the start. And not only says it, and the Word was what? With God. Mm-hmm. So hold on. The Word's beginning, the Word was with God. Okay? So they together. The Word and God. With. And the Word was God. Mm-hmm. See, not only was the Word in the beginning, he's like, look, I'm in the beginning. The Word keeps me company. Like, it's with me. And the Word is me. Like, he's all there. You got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit right there in one. Because the scripture, it talks about the Word being made what? Flesh. Mm-hmm. And so when the Word was made flesh, here comes Jesus. Come on, somebody. And John was out there hollering in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. The Word was made flesh. So God got in a body and came to earth. So here we are. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he said the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. Think about it. The arrogance of man sitting around here thinking we so smart because we got technology. We so smart. We give, what was the old smart guy? Einstein. We give all these people these credit and accolades. That's fine. Thank you for listening. But where do you think those thoughts came from and those ideas come from? If anything that we're seeing was made, he says right here in the Word, and without him was not anything made that was made. Without him. So we sitting up here filling this air condition. Thank God. I joke about it a lot, but I thank God for that man that heard the voice of God that said, make that air condition. Make that AC unit, because it's going to be hot. You want to be cool in the building, don't you? Go do this. Use this material right here. Put that there. Put this here. But see, the arrogance of man, the devil wants you to take all the credit. Mm-hmm. But to God be the glory for the things that he's done. And see, he let you know right here. So you ain't got to get confused out here just because they got a brand name on it. You know where the real idea came from. Right. Come on, somebody. Come on. Everything that he made, he said he made for good. You know, we sit around here and we talk about certain things, but it's how people can use things out improperly. Let me say that. They can use things improperly. They can use things wrong. God made things to be done a certain way and to be used a particular way, but yeah, we could be using it all wrong and doing it all wrong, period. So let's remember that. Let's not slide by that. But then he said, in him was life, and life was the light of men. In him was life, and life was the light of men. That's how we breathe in that breath right now. And his spirit is, God is, he's with us. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you turn that light on. Clink, clink. That light is on. Mm-hmm. And this is the closer right here. And with that light we have, which is the life. The life of God is the light. He says, and that light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So if you, man, tell me, I'm telling you, if you ain't confident right now, I'm going to let it marinate a little longer, but the light shineth in darkness. Are we not in a dark world? Are we not in a fallen world, a place where things have fallen, a place where there's plenty of discord and disbelief and all type of turmoils and temptations and all of this stuff is here in this darkness, but God gave us the light. And he tells us that the darkness can't beat the light. The darkness can't trump the light.
It doesn't even understand it.
It doesn't understand it. It can't hold it. It can't grasp it. Mm-hmm. Light wins. Light removes darkness. And so when you're walking with God and you are allowing the Spirit of God to guide you and you're trusting Christ in your life, you're the light. What you afraid of? You're afraid of what somebody's going to say? You're afraid of what somebody's going to do? Devil is a lie. The darkness can't, it can't do nothing with it. Like when the light comes, it's going to show all, everything. It's going to reveal everything. So people are going to see what they need to see. So when the light show up and things are revealed, when you got people that don't want to believe what's been revealed, when the light leaves, that's just what it is. They can go back in their darkness. But I promise you, everybody that was there in that room when that light comes on and see what needs to be seen to get them out that room, the ones that believe it, they gone. He said, all things work to them that believe. We have to believe the word of God. Not only can we be hearers, we have to be doers. Your actions express what you believe. You people down here with signs out in the streets, talking about all type of stuff, they out there with that stuff on them signs because, and they put that act, their work in because that's what they believe. That's what they believe. So the process is the same. But greater works we should do because we believe. And we believe in the ultimate power. We believe in the Supreme One. We believe in the Almighty God, the great I Am. That's powerful. When Moses said, who should I say sent me? God said, I Am. Who? Man, that I Am. That's who sent. Okay. If that ain't let somebody know, like, hey, you better quit playing with me. You better get somewhere and sit down asking all these questions. You need to do what I'm telling you to do. Tell him I am sending you. Because he going to want to know. The one that made it possible for him to be here sent you.
I mean, he's literally everything.
Everything. So it goes back to right here. It said all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made.
A quick point to that.
Go ahead.
Because people really, like you said, the arrogance of man to think that they created things. So
mm-hmm.
I was recently reading an article about Pythagoras, who was a Greek mathematician.
Mm-hmm.
If you study trigonometry, he's known for creating the formula for the right triangle.
Mm-hmm.
But in, I want to say 2021, hold on, I'll pull up the article while you're saying that because it immediately came to me. They found a Babylonian clay tablet from, they estimated between 1900 and 1600 BCE that has the same information.
Mm-hmm.
So here the Babylonians were using this, that they're giving him credit. They call it like a Pythagoras something.
Mm-hmm.
Like they named it after him because he quote unquote discovered this.
Mm-hmm.
But now they've recently, this was like a couple of years ago, found this Babylonian tablet that
mm-hmm.
dates over 1,000 years before he discovered it, doing
right.
air quotes.
Right.
For those who can't see me, only one can see me is Terrence and the Lord.
Yeah, she's doing the quotes.
Doing the air quotes because he discovered it.
Yeah.
But how did he discover something that the Babylonians already had a clay tablet over 1,000 years before?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was made in that exists that wasn't made through him.
Mm-hmm.
You think humans discovered math? The arrogance. And then to slap this man's name on it, like he discovered it, but the Babylonians were already doing it. And I promise you, if the Babylonians were doing it, whatever civilization was before, they was doing it too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have to be grateful to God for everything except technology. You think they don't have technology in heaven?
Mm-hmm.
You think that we're not getting a small slice? They said that God can see all things at all times. Maybe because he got computers everywhere. You don't know. Your brain is literally a computer.
Mm-hmm.
When I studied how to make and build a computer, I was like, this is like a human brain.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that when we give an account of our lives, that God's going to basically use our brain and like play it.
Mm-hmm.
In play. Randy talked about that the other night. And I was just, you know, foaming at the mouth because I'm like, I've always believed that literally when we give an account of our life, he's going to just take our brain. Our brain is basically recording everything and just let's watch it. There's no way to refute it and say, oh, no, nah, because everything's going to be there. Like, how you feel, everything, like, the way you thought, all
mm-hmm.
the secret thoughts, all that, nah, it's going to all, because it's part of your brain. You're recording everything.
Mm-hmm.
So technology works like a brain. Technology comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
If you think there's not technology in heaven, you're sadly mistaken. All knowledge, everything here, it comes from God. He's see, this is why we need to be grateful. He's given it to us. He's shared it with us so that we can benefit and utilize all these things. And none of these things come from just a person alone. Maybe they have the right signal in their brain to be able to pick up the knowledge. I don't know how that works in the spiritual and natural, why certain people get it, but certain people get it. It's like a gift
mm-hmm.
that God said, okay, I'm gonna wire your brain so you can pick up the signal and have an understanding of mathematical concepts that comes from me. Because me, trigonometry,
mm-hmm.
I've never been a whiz at math.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't my ministry. You know, some people, it's a gift of song. I have a gift of song, but I don't have a gift of singing. So some people, it's cooking. Some people, it's understanding people. Some people, it's a knowledge of scriptures. There's some people that can break down in scriptures and go from here to there and everywhere, theologians or whatever, people who are just good at the word. But it all comes from God. It's created through him.
Because
mm-hmm. in the beginning was the word.
Absolutely.
In the beginning. So from the start of all things, the start was God. So how can something, if he was at the start and everything came through him, how can something else that came not come from him. That doesn't even make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to, like, really stop being arrogant. We need to start believing the word. Because, again, here all these people, all these years have been taught this Greek philosopher, mathematician created this, and that wasn't even true. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So here you are being taught that this is true. Maybe you become a math teacher or whatever. Now you're teaching that that's true and that's where it came from, and that ain't even true. You lying.
Because
it all came from God, which is proof because somebody else had it before this dude had it. Talk about it's plagiarism.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that.
But see, that's how you get into the system and you begin to, you know, get caught up in how the system recognizes things.
Right.
And the system doesn't recognize things the way God recognizes things. And that's why, like, we have to, that's how you break down a system and destroy the system by giving God his praise,
mm-hmm.
his credit. Because if a man gets up and says, the people want to praise you, you'd be like, yeah, hey, Terrence, man, you come up with this great idea. Yeah, thank glory be to God.
Come on.
You know, I mean, without him, you know, as we all should know, is that nothing is made, nothing that we do comes from just ourselves.
Right.
So, yeah, I thank God for trusting me with this idea in allowing me to have this assignment to carry it all out. Therefore, we are able to present it here today. As we all can see, but yeah, thank God. You got to give God his credit, man.
You better, because it ain't nothing but God. There's been so many times that situations have come up, and I went to the Lord, and then a solution came, and somebody might say, oh man, that was so clever of you. That wasn't clever of me. That was God.
Mm-hmm.
He downloads that information to me. I don't know what I'm doing. That was nothing but God.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always done that. Like, oh, man, I prayed. I've had people ask, well, how did you come up with that? I prayed about it, and then it came to me from the Lord.
Absolutely.
I don't care what I look like. When I was in corporate, I didn't care how I looked. I always gave God glory.
Mm-hmm.
And coming from California was, they're very, when it comes to like corporate environments, they don't want you talking about, you know, religion or faith, beliefs, all that kind of thing that could be controversial or that people might have opposing
mm-hmm.
views. I didn't care. I'm giving God the glory, period. I don't care how you feel about it. Take it up with him.
Mm-hmm.
Or take it to a tree and talk to the tree. I don't care.
Yeah.
And I always did. So when they would come and say, oh, how did you come up with this process? Because I did process development for years.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, I prayed about it, and God gave it to me. And they, oh, okay. They wouldn't even know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm the one that presented it, but it was not my idea. It's information God gave me, because obviously he wanted your company to benefit,
mm-hmm.
and he's using me. But I'll always give God the glory. That's how we have to live our lives. We have to always give God the glory, and we have to know that the word is true, because we're coming into a time where things that we believe are going to be revealed, that the things that we've been believing for a long time are not true. Come on. They're not true. Just like this theory, with this math theory. Maybe the math geeks were foaming at the mouth when this tablet came to pass. I don't know, because imagine if the tablet been around 1,000 years before, oh boy, and he's been dead for thousands of years, that means that if a person is a math geek, their entire life or their entire time of knowing about this is what they have believed, only to find out what you have been believing your entire life is not true. We're coming into a time where this type of stuff is going to happen, not just with math equations, but with a whole bunch of stuff that we, our whole lives, we have believed to be true. And it's going to be revealed to be a lie. Now, all lies ain't malicious. That was a lie, but it wasn't malicious, but that's just based on the limited knowledge of man. That's why you got to trust God. People only have limited knowledge. God has infinite knowledge. He is knowledge, because he is. He said, I'm the great I am. So he is knowledge. He's all things. And so it's so important and it's imperative that you are in tune with the Lord. Because Terrence and I talked about this the other day, how recently on the show, we have been talking about how it's so important right now and for the rest of your life, or until we're raptured, whichever comes first, that you better be tuned into the Lord, because information is going to be thrown at you, and you're not going to know what to believe. Guess what? Just within this last week, we've been seeing an increase of that with what's going on between Hamas and Israel. Just like they're saying the hospital was bombed, all these people died, and all this footage, and they're saying, oh, it was Hamas that bombed them. No, it was Israel that bombed them. Then I just read a report that said, well, they weren't even bombed. It was a parking lot, and no 500 people didn't die, that this was a sympathy tactic. So there's all this information, conflicting information, and it's happening rapidly. It's not like you were told something one day and then 2 years later something else. No, this is back-to-back day, same day. What do you believe? You got to be asking the Lord what to believe. Because all sorts of, I'm seeing people picking sides, and giving partial information about what's going on. But you better be asking the Lord what to believe, because the knowledge of man is limited, but God is all-knowing. He knows what's going on. He knows the background. And it's funny, because the scripture of the day was, let me go to it, on the Bible app, it's 1 Chronicles, right? It was, seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face continually, longing to be in his presence. But let's continue it. Says, remember with gratitude his marvelous deeds which he has done, his miracles and the judgments from his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be mindful of his covenant forever, the promise which he commanded and established to 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath sworn promise to Isaac. He confirmed it as a statute to Jacob and to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying to you, I will give you the land of Canaan as a portion of your possession and inheritance. So people are talking about land and all this fighting land and all this kind of stuff. It doesn't matter what type of stuff has gone on. If it's promised to you forever, an everlasting covenant, then it's yours, period. So before you quit to choose sides based on human knowledge and what they're telling you, you better be asking the Lord what's going on. Mm-hmm. And making your decisions based on that, because an everlasting covenant is just that, an everlasting covenant. So you're going to have a lot of information thrown at you. A lot of people are going to want to debate or talk about it with you and want you to choose sides, or maybe want your spin or your take or whatever. You better be seeking the Lord. And if you don't know, say, look, I'm waiting to hear what the Lord has to say about that. And people say, oh, so you don't have your own opinion? My opinion is that of the Lord. I pray for the mind that be in Christ to be in me. So I'm not going to use my own human knowledge and my limited abilities and my limited, you know, way of processing things. I'm just going to go to source and ask the Lord, what does he want me to believe or speak on or not speak on or whatever the case may be. Because you don't want to be putting your mouth against the Lord's covenant. It's not going to end well. It's not going to work. Because guess what? He's been there at the beginning. Not you when you came in 1972 or 1954, whenever you came in. He was there from the beginning. So he knows what's going on, what's really going on. You just got here in the 70s. You just got here in the 60s. You just got here in the 50s. He knows what's been going on forever. And the timeline of events of what's going on between these two is well before your time and the time of the people trying to tell you what to think. So you best be going to the Lord who's been there since the beginning. So he knows what's really going on. Because people who have only been around for 60, 70 years, 20 years, 30 years, getting information from people who've been around for 40, 50 years, come on, this stuff is thousands of years old. And he was there from the start. So I wanted to put that out there because I read that earlier and I'm like, okay, yeah. I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going to definitely speak that tonight and put that out there, because I notice a lot of believers even are having opposing views, or some people are trying to remain very neutral. But you better be not trying to appease man. You better be trying to please God and being on the side of the Lord, because, again, things are going to ramp up very quickly. Things are going to change very quickly. People are going to start to realize what they really need versus what they want, especially here in the United States. We're very gluttonous. we're very focused on the things that we want, our comfort and all this kind of stuff. Times are going to change where it's going to be, what do I need? So just putting that out there. God's been using this network heavily, mightily. Things have been said, and then it's coming to pass. We talk about the aliens, you know, and then all of a sudden, oh, the aliens are real. Telling you next, they're going to be talking about the mermaids and things like that. It sounds crazy when I was telling you about the aliens. I remember I was like, this is going to sound crazy, but this is what the Lord is telling me. And we've seen it come to pass. We've seen all sorts of stuff come to pass. We've lived through the revealing of the Antichrist name, the red heifers. There's all sorts of stuff that's been coming to pass through this network. So be thankful to God that you are connected to this network, but most importantly, be connected to the Lord. Be connected to God. Be mindful about what you're speaking, what you're saying, what you're spreading. Be tuned in and be grateful and give God the glory, because you're going to need to lean on him more than ever as these days change. And I'm not saying this like a whole bunch of negativity. There's going to be negativity in the world. We're going to be protected and blessed, but it's going to be based on our obedience if we're going to be protected or not protected. Like I said, we're coming into a season of a door over the blood over the doorpost season, where the reason why they were protected was because of their act of obedience. It wasn't just enough that they were God's chosen. They had to put some skin in the game too. And this is what we're approaching. So that's what I got for tonight.
Man, gotta be a doer.
Yes.
It's time out for all that talking, basically. God is preparing us to be confident in him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to be afraid of what's coming.
Right.
You can't stop it. So, really, it's just like you don't even know what tomorrow's going to bring. But you have an expectation of it. You know you're going to be taken care of. And it's just having the confidence in the Lord. Is where we need to be, because everything that we're going to experience in life, he already gave his life for it. So we ain't got nothing to worry about.
No.
So put your faith in the Lord. We got less than 30 minutes left. I didn't mean to go that long, guys. Wanted to pray for y'all, but we're probably just going to go through and, I'm going to just call out the numbers and we'll pray for y'all. 734-672. Lord, we just thank you for 734-672. We thank you for amazement. I saw amazing, amazement. Expect some amazement to be amazed by God. Because when something amazes you, people are like, man, that was amazing. You know, you think about it, it really got somebody's attention. It stood out. And when you look at it, it's astonishing. Yeah, that's the word, astonishing. You know, it really stands out. And I think that's what God is really showing, going to do in your life during this season. Is amaze you and make some things stand out. Make some things stand out in your life. So because that's what we have to do in this world. We have to stand out. That's what God is calling us to do. Stand out, people. Just stand out and be confident in the Lord. Just be confident in who you know he is, because you find who you are in him. You trade your will in for his. Trade your will in for his, so God can amaze you, astonish you with a new way of living, a way of living you never thought of before. Why? Because you weren't ready. God ain't finna just drop some on you. You got so many people walking around here thinking that they blessed, and they not. They thinking the stuff that they got is a blessing. Let me say that.
Mm-hmm.
The things that they've acquired, they think just because it happened that God blessed them. Now, Satan does things too. Satan can provide you some things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he can present you a lot of things here in this world. Period. He has some power in this world.
He presented things to Jesus himself.
Right. So who are you? So we have to be mindful of really understanding and trusting who God is. How can I trust in him if I don't know who he is? That's why a lot of us are not seeing what we need to see and what we claim we want from God, because we don't even know what are the real requirements. We ain't doing what God is requiring. To whom much is given, much is required. So check out those requirements so God can amaze you. And you can walk in amazing and astonish you in this season. That's what I got. You got some 734-672. All right, 504-282. Well, we thank you for 504-282. We thank you for no hindrances, no more hindrance. Like something been hindering you, weighing heavy on you. Cut it off. Whatever it is, it's useless. It's not needed. It's not necessary. Cut it off. The thing that's been keeping you up and you've been wondering about it and trying to figure out or trying to do everything to keep something. You know, let it go. It's like trying to repair an old car. Just because you like the car and you done had it for a long time and you constantly patching on it and it's costing you more than what it's worth. And that's a lot of us are in relationships that's going to cost us our life, and that relationship wasn't even worth it. Measure the cost of what you're doing in this season. Measure that. Really think about what is costing you. What is really costing you? Do you really want to spend on it? What's going to be the return? What's going to be the ROI on it? You investing this time. What's going to be the return on it? The wages of sin is death, regardless. That won't change. That won't change. We just thank God for that opening in your life to get to where you need to be, in Jesus' name. You got anything? 251-229. Lord, we thank you for 251-229. We thank you for I feel like a praise report. Like God is really, it's time to report something. Like people really need to hear what God has done. And you got to tell it. What he's done, past, present, and what's coming, you got to tell it. So it's not for God to do things just for you, just to have and just hoard. So many of us just hoard the blessings of God and really hoard what God does in our lives and complain about other people not going to him, coming to him. That is good information. You hoarding these blessings. You just holding on to them. We got to tell of his goodness. Tell of his mercy. What are you embarrassed about? We don't have anything to be embarrassed about when we're talking to people. We tend to want to put on this facade as if we have it all going on. Like nobody, like you don't struggle. That's what the world wants you to believe. The world wants you to believe fallacies all day, every day. Don't make just let them think this. Just let them think that, you know. Don't show it to them. Man, people need to see what's real.
Mm-hmm.
People think just because you got a big old house that you got a lot of money in your bank account. People think because you drive a nice car that you got a lot of money in your bank account. And they think that they entitled to that money. You think about it. You get a raise on your job. You ain't got family members, you know, calling you on your phone like, man, what's going on? You get that raise. But when you get out here in the public sight or whatever, you start signing contracts and making deals and you become this millionaire, and all of a sudden people be like, hey, man, Lord did it for us, didn't he? No, this still my money, though. Regardless of how much it is, you ain't entitled to it, you know. But people tend to attach themselves and want to be a part of what they feel they could get some out of. Mm-hmm. And then people will be around here embarrassed because they want to portray this image in front of people. They want to portray an image for man. Get out of here. A lot of us in debt right now because of man. You done created a lot for yourself and put a lot of stuff on yourself because of some underlying conditions of what you think somebody gonna think about you. Or how somebody gonna perceive you or this, that, and other. Man, just keep it real. Be clean. You could be broke and clean. You could be broke and polite. Or I could say economically challenged. Because broke is just financially. You don't mean you broken. You got people that they got billions of dollars in their bank account but broken. Mm-hmm. Toe up from the floor up. They get by themselves and can't even look in the mirror.
Right.
What type of life is that? Can't sleep at night, popping pills.
Mm-hmm.
They got to go see a shrink every other day. Instead of just surrendering it all to Jesus
mm-hmm.
and being cleansed thoroughly, a thorough cleansing. I'm telling y'all, man, that blood gonna wash it thoroughly. You need a thorough cleaning. Look how thorough, man. That word right there, look, me and my wife got a joke about that, but ain't it being thorough. Complete with regard to every detail. Not superficial or partial. Come on, somebody.
The Merriam-Webster.
Give me the Merriam-Webster. What Merriam-Webster?
Carry through to completion.
Carry through to completion.
On.
Thorough. How many things you done started in your life but ain't completed? Because you weren't thorough.
That's good.
But then you wonder why you ain't getting the results. Because you ain't thorough. My wife would tell you I'm very detailed.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't think I'm as detailed enough. But I am, because details matter. The details. Like the Bible talks about praising him with every fiber of our being. Think about how many in your optical nerve in your eye. There are over 770,000 to 1.7 million fibers that are in a hole that you can't even see through. That's how detailed God is in the orchestration of our bodies and putting things together. He fit things in places no man could do it. That's why when you go to the doctor and you get injured in the certain spot, that's what it's, man, it's a wrap. They got to go and pull that on out. Ain't nothing they can do because you can't compete with the work of God. The details. Man, they can come up with all type of technology here. But the technology here will never meet the details, the thoroughness of our God, the thoroughness of our Creator. And that's what he wants you to be, thorough with your life. Be thorough in your thinking. Be thorough in your moves. It's in the details. 251-342. Lord, we just thank you for 251-342, Father God. We thank you for permission. We thank you for permission. Okay, God is asking for your permission. I know that might sound strange to some, but Jesus stands at the door and knocks. So opening that door sounds like permission to me. Knocking is asking. So God wants permission to work in this phase of your life like never before. Because it's one thing for us to know who God is. Yeah, and you've been walking with him a long time. Yes. But God takes us from glory to glory. We're still growing. There's still things that God is revealing to us and opening us up to, giving us fresh revelation. But we get it with permission. Okay, Lord, I'm ready to grow some more. Lord, I thought I knew that, especially when you have been taught something and been moving like that for a great portion of your life. And then God reveals to you, that's been wrong. Man, you kind of want to be like, man, Lord, I don't even want to ask you about nothing. You know, because you start thinking about, man, I got to tell these people and this, that, and other, but you really don't. So the enemy be wanting you to think about everything that you have to do. But the Bible tells us, the Lord says, cast all your cares upon me, for he cares for us. Man, when he reveals things to you about things that you was wrong about, you just repent. Lord, I'm sorry, I was wrong. And that's it. He throws it in the sea of forgiveness. God will fix those people. You pray for those. He knows everything that you've done up until the point that he revealed it to you. He's not oblivious to that. It ain't like he was hiding on vacation. So he knows everybody that was moved by what you said, took what you said literally, and a lot of people wasn't thinking about nothing you said. If you brought it up to them, they'd have been, what? I don't even remember you saying it like this. You be worrying about it because you trying to think what somebody else is thinking. No, you just trust God. We're to give God permission to come in and work and be thorough in your life all the way through. All the way through. Man, that's working for you too. But give him permission to do it. Just give him permission. Give him permission because he'll correct all of the man, he'll fix it. And you be thinking about something being a major issue and it's really not. It's really not because God got it covered. Mm-hmm. Trust the Lord tonight and give him permission in Jesus' name. Amen. 828-989. Heavenly Father, we thank you for 828-989. We thank you for life and life more abundantly, walking in abundance of life, in the abundance of life, knowing what it really means to have life. Having life, when we think of it, we got to kill the worldly way of thinking when we think about life. Because when you ask people, man, what do you need, man, to live a good life? First thing they're gonna tell you, man, I need to have some money. I need some money. Oh yeah, yeah. Why? Cause I want to pay off. I want to get my mama a house. You know, I want to be, you know, get a nice car. You know what I'm saying? I got kids. You know, I take care of my kids. You know what I'm saying? Things like that. I just want to be able, you know. You know, take care of family, and I'm straight. And that's all people correlate in a life, an abundant life with, what they can do with some money. And that's so far from abundant living. Money plays, money plays a role in it because it's there to purchase the things. But the abundant life comes with a clear way of thinking, knowing that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Man, if that is not abundant living, you know how much pressure that takes off you to live when you know the way? When you see somebody dying, you know how to give them life. Mm-hmm. You see somebody being bombarded with lies, you know how to give them truth. Do you know how impactful that is, how powerful that is, how key that is in your life, and not only in your life, but in the lives of other people to know who Jesus is? Life more abundantly. Abundant living is understanding how to dominate in this earth, understanding your role, understanding the role of being an ambassador for Christ, understanding what that really means. You got to understand the royalty, the courts, the royal courts. Look at the rank structure in royal courts. And understand that Jesus is a king. Mm-hmm. And you understand how kings move and the authority that comes with kings and how they delegate their authority. Look into that. Life more abundantly. And tap into it and open up that abundance that God has for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. We got 704-492. Lord, we thank you for 704-492, Father God. Whew, the search is over. The search is over. The search is over. So many of us are trying to find the answer to life. You know, the answer to problems, the answer to everything that's going on in this world. You ain't got to look no further than Jesus. Jesus is the answer. That's it. Period. He is the answer. He wants to be talked about. He wants to be considered. He wants to be first in everything.
I'm in a bad relationship, man. I sit up here, I'm dealing with everything, but I'm going through this now. I went through that, man. I'm trying to figure out what I need to do for school. I'm trying to, you know, figure out this type of job and, you know, everything that I need to do because I got this plan. This is where I want to be in 5 years. This is where I want to be in 10 years. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, man, I'm paying this child support and I got this going on and my job ain't increasing. My taxes been went up. My car going down, but I still got to get to work and everything is going on. My girlfriend don't like me no more. You know, it's just running out. I'm a wife. Look.
Cut it off. Get silent. And take it to Jesus. He is the answer to everything. Because the more you focus on him, the less a problem everything else becomes. Ain't no problems. God shows you how to maneuver, but he shows you where you are first. You got to know where you are. He'll show you yourself. He'll show you where you're shorted, especially when you want to know. You ain't just around here just trying to just be amongst people and just get around other people to try to fit in. And God has made you to stand out, literally. To lead. So many people ain't gonna know what you mean, pray. Unless you show them. Unless you tell them, man, you gotta start praying. That's gonna be people in your life that's gonna that you really rooting for. that will disappoint you. But you don't let that disappointment take you off of your square and away from under your covering and trying to save them and push them, and now you done got mad at them and you angry with them about a decision that they made for their life. Everybody ain't going to do what you're telling them to do at the time that you want them to do it. Just say it and move on. Then depending on the situation, you always got the Lord there to show you what to do in it. He'll tell you what to say. He'll tell you, okay, you need to say something about this. Okay, don't say nothing about this. Let that go. Go drink some water. Go go look at a video. Go play some music. Or whatever the case may be. But God has it, everything in control. And with you having the answer and you knowing who he is, he's opening you up to this so you can share, so you can be an example to other people. But we got to, you got to put full confidence and trust in the word of God, in what God says. So you got to know it, to trust it. If you don't know the directions to a place, how you going to get there? Somebody got to tell you where to go. And that's why we got the Holy Spirit. Trust the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will tell you, don't talk to that person. Don't do it. You don't owe that person nothing. So many of us around here dragging people along in our lives and wondering why we ain't where we need to be. Because you ain't cut them folk off yet. Well, that might be just saying mean, you know, I don't want them to think I'm mean. Like, why are you worrying about how folks feeling over what God is telling you? What God telling you, dude, he ain't telling you, worry about nobody feeling. Do what he tell you to do and get the results. You're going to measure things based off of those results. That's how we judge that tree, by the fruit it bears. Hallelujah. But I pray those doors open and that wisdom comes and that understanding and that made up mind. I see like your mind locking in on what God is telling you to do. And I thank God for that being done in your life in Jesus' name. All right, that looks like it all. Yeah, 3 minutes for what? Thank y'all for joining us. Tanisha, got anything you want to share? You should close us out with a song.
But not with a song. I'm trying to have these people's ears bleed. But I will close us out with a collective prayer.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you in the name of Jesus. Grateful for another opportunity to come before you.
Yes.
To hear your voice, to hear your direction and guidance, to feel your love, to sharpen one another.
Yes.
And to love on one another. And we ask you, Lord, in these upcoming days, months, years,
yes,
that you would just have your voice be strong and true to those who hear you.
Yes.
Help us to love one another. Help us to be champions and ambassadors of the truth, to be unafraid, to not cower, to be bold in our callings, and to be bold in the declaration and the proclamation of the word of God.
Yes.
And Lord, thank you as this month is coming to a close. We're already past mid-month, to just bless your people, Father God. Show yourself mighty and true. Help us to trust you even more and to know that you are the same God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You still are on the throne. You still perform miracles. You still look out for your people. Even if everything was snatched from us, you still would give us manna from heaven or quail,
yeah,
or whatever you want to provide us with. So let us sleep peacefully tonight, knowing that you supply all of our needs. Not this world, not this economy, not these systems, but you.
Mm-hmm.
We can trust that. You're still a God who heals. You're still a God who speaks. You're a God who prophesies. You're a God who does not lie. And so let us draw close to you, Father God, so that we can hear the words that you speak, because your word is the truth and you are the word. Let it all be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all for joining.
Right down time. God bless y'all. We love y'all. Good night.
Good night.